I'm over the moon, emotional, excited, ready, want to get my hands dirty.
I mean,
I was so nervous. Yeah. Oh, I'm so, so grateful. I'm just grateful for this opportunity.
It must be so overwhelming because it wasn't just a win. It was a huge win. You won by about 2,000 points. How does that, 2,000 votes. How does that feel?
That feels absolutely phenomenal. I normally get that word wrong. It's something that I've always lived with for my 21 years. It really goes down to the dedication of the team, both on and offline, the branding, you know, engaging with the students on a campaign makes all the difference. Physical interaction, you know, bright colours. I'm so grateful. It feels amazing. I tell you what, though, to all the candidates that have been there, and I'm sure they all agree, this has been the most challenging job interview passe ever.
I'm sure. And was it made harder by the fact that you were only campaigning against one other person? And did that perhaps make you feel like, oh, well, there's only so much campaigning I can do? Because it's not like, you know, I'm up against loads of people, there's one other person, I put my bit out there and that's it. Or did you really feel like you still had to be on the ball every time with the campaigning?
At the end of the day, as in my life, I focus, my main competitor is myself. Of course, you've got to be aware of the other competitors. But if you get caught up in what everyone else is doing, that distracts you from what you are doing and what you could potentially be doing. With that in mind, it's very hard to stay motivated with in times like this. Some people, they slid at times. You've got to stay on that. You've got to stay motivated. The end is near at all times. And you've got to believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, then how can other people believe in you? Yeah. So although I was up against one competitor, and a great competitor at that, I was focused on what I was doing, because if I was worrying about what he was doing, it meant that I couldn't be doing what I was doing to the best of my ability.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about your campaign a little bit more, actually. What were the post-it notes all about? What was the post-it note theme? Where did that come from? What did it mean?
That's a fantastic question. One of my campaign team members, Cam Bumpus, big shout out to him. Thanks a lot for everything, Cam. Him and I sat down about 2-3 weeks ago. I tell you what, it seems like a lifetime ago at the moment. And basically, we're like, right, okay, we've got this campaign. Let's use all the knowledge and theory that we've learned in our MSc entrepreneurship course, and let's try and smash this. And we came up with, I wanted to be associated with a brand. I thought, okay, what does Elliot go into? It doesn't fit into Tesco or Adidas. It doesn't really fit into Nike. And then I thought, okay, post it, post officer, post it. Brilliant. And it just went from there.
Fair enough. Now, Elliot, what's the manifesto point that you're most excited to implement once you get into position?
The most excitable manifesto point is my first manifesto point, which is to really facilitate the development of sustainable and engaging networks. And this is something that Sam has definitely criticised, or not necessarily criticised, but really challenged me on in my interview during the campaign process. But I really, there's so much raw talent in the University of Nottingham, students, staff, events alike. And I really want to just make people aware of what actually is going on, and actually unite people. Just because we're undergrads doesn't mean, just because we're postgrads doesn't mean we have very different interests to, or career aspirations or hobbies or activity pursuits as undergraduate students. We are human, you know, we don't lock ourselves in a cave and just work all day, much to the stereotype suggests. The University of Nottingham is a great university. The Students' Union is fantastic. It's got so much on. So why can't the different networks, including the postgraduate networks, really get involved and make the most of all that? And that's what I'm really looking forward to getting my hands dirty with.
And how are you going to celebrate tonight?
Well, I've got so many people to thank. I've got, I don't even know, probably going to involve one or two beverages, cheeky.
Just the one or two.
I mean, I've got to lead by example now. And it's just enjoying the celebrations with all the candidates, all the winners. Even if they win, even if they lose, it's just been a great experience to make new friends. And I'm really excited to spend time with them and everyone else.